Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 12th chapter, verses 29 through 34. Hear the word of the Lord. And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all of these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and his things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of his holy word. Please pray with me. Unhurried God, we ask today that you would speak to us. We ask that the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, would be pleasing unto you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm busy, busy, terribly busy. You've no idea what I have to do. Busy, busy, dreadfully busy. Much, much too busy for you. I was flipping channels one day, and I came across a program, and there was a lady in this gentleman's house, and this house was just filled with all sort of, for lack of a better word, junk. He was a hoarder, and he had all of this stuff in his house, and he had filled it up and filled it up to the point where he couldn't get into his kitchen or his living room. A lot of it was rotting. There were some rats and whatnot running around, and I had knew, you know, about hoarding. But that kind of, you know, just hit me. To a certain extent, we as a society have become somewhat of hoarders. We see something that catches our eyes and we say, I need that. And not only that, but I need it in every single color in which it comes in. I have to have it. And we, in some cases, we become obsessed with the collection of certain things in our lives. I need a, what was that Lamborghini, Ethan, you're after? I need a Lamborghini Diablo, all tricked out with the best engine, the biggest turbocharger. It's got to be red on the outside and black on the inside so that I can tempt the cops to try and catch me. And not only do I need it in red, but I also need it in blue and forest green and this color and that color and everything else. And it just becomes an obsession. And if you think about it, sometimes we just have this desire in our hearts that we need to get more stuff. If I just get this Lamborghini Diablo, my life will be complete. I will be so happy for the rest of my life. Now, I'm not saying we all run out and get Lamborghini Diablos, but we see something again that catches our eye, something that we think, oh, if I only have this, that my life will be complete. I will be happy. This hole inside of me will be filled out. Guilty. Guilty. And while, yes, there is a thrill to getting it, after a while, all of that joy, so to speak, slips away. And we're back to that feeling of inadequacy, of not having the joy that we want to have in our lives. And again, like I said, this can be an obsession. This is what we choose to fill our lives up with, is the accumulation of certain things. And it fills our lives, and as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, if we have lives full of stuff, we don't have time for God. Now, let me clarify something here. There is a difference, at least in my mind, with being an avid collector and being obsessed. How many race cars do you have, Dennis? How many race cars do you have? One? Doggone it! You disappoint me. No, that's okay. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we do have passions. I've got a passion. I like to collect things having to do with Star Trek. Ethan likes to collect stuff about Godzilla. And that's fine, because I'm not obsessed with it. I'm not looking on eBay or Amazon or anything. And that does, it does give me a little bit of joy. It gives Ethan joy. Right, bud? Yep. But again, this desire to have stuff, and especially to hang on to stuff. Oh no, I can't get rid of this. I spent too much, or it means, or we think it means so much to us. And yet it just sits on a shelf most times, gathering dust. And that's a problem. Because again, it fills up our lives and is a distraction from God. In our scripture today, Jesus is talking about this very thing. He is talking about the need to accumulate things. You know, and do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. There are some people that are very obsessed about having the perfect wine collection, going and finding the perfect meal, or finding the perfect car and getting it in every single color. Not only do all of these things give us a pleasure for a little bit, but they also cost money. How much is a Diablo? Speak up. And in excess of $200,000, and if you are obsessed with getting it in the five colors that it comes in, I just made that up. That's $1 million. Anybody got $1 million? No. We devote our time and we devote our money to things. Jesus said, this is the nations of the world that strive for all of these things, and your Father knows what you need. Instead, strive for His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. When it comes down to it, do we really need a Diablo? Do we really need to have it in all the colors that it comes in? Do we really need all of the little trinkets and stuff that we see? Do we really need to go to the really fancy restaurant on a regular basis, or drink expensive wine, or drink Dom Pérignon champagne? It's nice. But if we become obsessed with these things, again, that's an issue. We have a couple sayings in society. You got to keep up with the Joneses. They get a fancy car. You need to get a fancy car. They have a McMansion. You need to have a McMansion. When I worked for my father-in-law doing, being a chimney sweep, we would go into these large houses, and there'd be most times it would just be a doctor and his wife occupying all of this space. We need to keep up with the Joneses because that is what we pin our value upon. The other phrase that was popular a couple of years ago was, he that dies with the most toys wins. Have you ever heard that? I hate to tell you, but when you die, you're not taking it with you. So, what do we do? Well, we be mindful and we remember that God will give us what we need. He will give us food and shelter. He will give us a support system to help us out. And He'll meet our needs. Is it nice to go out every once in a while? Absolutely. Is it nice every once in a while to perhaps get something special? Absolutely. I have no problem with that. It's the obsession that is the problem. And at times it is also the letting go of things that we have in our houses. We've all experienced having, usually grandparents or our parents passing away, and we inherit all of their stuff. And a lot of times it's just too much. We don't have room for it. But we can't get rid of it. This was my grandmother's. This was my mother's. I can't part with it. Let me ask you a question. Do you think your grandparents or your parents really care what you hang on to? I mean, they're dead. They're in heaven. Do they really care? There was another show on TV called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Anybody heard about that? Yep. She is, I believe she's Japanese. And she would go into people's houses that, you know, I wouldn't quite call them severe hoarders, but they had a lot of stuff. And in some cases, it was things that they had inherited that they really had no practical use for. And she would always say when they were considering an item, does this bring joy? Does this item bring you joy? Does all of your father's all of your father's flannel shirts that he wore every day that are now sitting in your closet or a spare closet, do those really bring you joy? Or are you just hanging on to it because they were your father's? It's tough. I'm not saying it's not. But we really need, again, to clean out, to make room in our lives so that God can come in. We need to physically clean out our houses. We need to mentally clean out all the things that we do that does not bring us joy. And we need to clean out our spirits. If you're simply doing something because it is what a good Christian does, but it does not bring you joy. If it does not draw you into the presence of Almighty God, do you really need to be doing it? So, the challenge this week is for you when you are looking at your house, when you are looking at yourself, and you're considering something, just ask yourself the question, does this bring me true joy? Is this keeping me from experiencing God, from having time with God? Or am I simply just hanging on to it? So let us clean up this week. Let's live light. Get rid of all the crap. And make sure that we have time to spend with God. Amen.